92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Electric cars have been a hot topic lately. I've talked a lot about them on the show. There's a car company in Munich, Germany called Sono Motors. I've never heard of them before, but in the last couple of weeks, I've been seeing a lot of articles about them on the interweb. Sono Motors makes solar-powered cars, and they're getting some very good reviews lately. Here in America, I think the biggest problem we have with converting to electric cars is the lack of charging stations, and they're not popping up as rapidly as they probably should be. That's probably the main reason I'm hesitant to switch to an electric car. I live in a third-floor apartment. There's no indication that they're going to install charging stations for the residents. However, a solar-powered car, a car that's charging itself all the time, using the energy of the sun, filling its batteries all day, every day, always ready to go? Yeah, I could see switching to that, especially if the driving range is better than the current battery-powered cars can do, because I couldn't get to my sister's lake house in New Hampshire from here on a current battery. I'd have to stop and charge for a couple of hours. But solar-powered cars, why haven't we prioritized this? In fact, I was thinking about wind power. Why don't we put small wind turbines on cars? They can also provide power when you're rolling down the highway. A lot of wind passing over your car. How come I'm the only one coming up with these good ideas?
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.